Our next speaker is Jasper Tebow, talking about corn response to distillers grain, the sources of phosphorus. Jasper.
Thank you. I'll be talking this morning on corn response to distillers grains as sources of phosphorus in North Dakota. Condensed distillers solubles and wet distillers grain are co-products of ethanol production using corn. Now, there are 5 ethanol plants in North Dakota, and they use either the wet mill or the dry milling process for producing ethanol. Now, with 1 to 1.3 million tons of distillers grain produced annually, about 85% of what is produced is sold out of the state. And there's usually excess produced beyond the demands in the state. So why do we have interest in testing this product as a fertilizer source in North Dakota, where there have been some interest from farmers? Farmers have been going to nearby plants to collect distillers grains to apply to their fields, and because of high cost of drying and transportation costs, some of these plants have interest in working with the farmers to supply them with these products when they are in excess. We understand that wet distillers grains are used mostly for as a feed supplement. So usually what they have in excess is the condensed distiller solubles, which is the syrup. There's also high storage cost, and because of these costs incurred by the plants, they tend to sell the condensed distiller solubles or the syrup at $5 per ton. Then there's limited research done in this area. Actually, I've gone through the literature to find previous research done. There's hardly, just very few studies that have been done. So we decided that we'll write a proposal to the Corn Council, which we are grateful to, that funded this project. So our objective was to determine the fertilizer value of distillers grains, and also to determine if there's economic value to using distillers grain as a source of phosphorus. So our materials and methods, we did this study in Carrington, North Dakota, as well as in Fairmount in 2015. And in 2016, we conducted the study in Carrington. We used triple superphosphate, wet distillers grain, and condensed distillers solubles, the CDS, as sources of P. We used 3 rates of P2O5, including control. Everything was broadcast, and that's for the solids. Then for the syrup, we actually pumped on the surface, then incorporated just before we planted. So this is, here we can see the wet distillers grain towards the left end on the screen. That's when it's been applied. We put in buckets, use our hands, and spread on the surface. The syrup we had to mix with water, 50-50, in order to pump it. It's actually about 9.3 pounds per gallon. That's the density of condensed distillers solubles. So some of the nutrients applied in addition to the phosphorus in the distillers grain, we applied, say, for the 45 pounds of or kilograms per hectare of P2O5, we were applying 3,358 liters per hectare of the condensed distillers solubles, the syrup. And with that, we applied 49 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen, 37 kilograms per hectare of K2O, and 13 kilograms of sulfur. So as we were applying our phosphorus treatments, we were also applying sulfur, nitrogen, and potassium. In addition, there was zinc, which I have not included on this table. Therefore, wet distillers grains, you can see below that with 45 kilograms per hectare of WDG, we are applying 57 kilograms of nitrogen, 41 of K2O, and 17 of sulfur. So when we applied our triple superphosphate, we did not apply sulfur and we did not apply potassium. What we applied was nitrogen. The reason for that was our soil test levels showed that we had adequate amounts of these nutrients. So now for our results in Fairmount, that's in 2015, we did not see significant response, nor did we see significant differences between treatments, except when we looked at the starch. Then when we, this is the response graph for starch, we saw that there was a significant increase in starch content at 90 pounds or 90 kilograms per hectare of P2O5 compared to the Czech. There were no significant differences between the other treatments. Now when we look at our treatments, our trial in Carrington, still in 2015, now there was a significant yield response to phosphorus source, to phosphorus rate, and we also had high response from the height, measuring height, leaf phosphorus, grain phosphorus, and total phosphorus removed in the grain. Now, looking at the leaf phosphorus and the grain phosphorus content, we saw that there was significantly higher phosphorus content in the leaf when we applied 134 kilograms of P2O5 compared to the Czech, as well as compared to 45 kilograms per hectare. We also saw significant differences among treatments for the grain phosphorus. And regarding the yield response to the phosphorus, the treatment differences actually showed that the condensed distillate solubles had performed best compared to triple superphosphate and wet distillers grain. Now, we are not very sure why the response or the difference, there was a significant difference, a significant increase in yield for the condensed distillate solubles when we compare that with the wet distillers grain. Because after we applied our condensed distillate solubles, we had about 3 inches of rain 2 days after. So moisture, we don't think was a problem. So it may be due to the availability of the phosphorus from the condensed distillate solubles compared to the wet distillers grain and the triple superphosphate. And regarding the response across phosphorus sources, we saw that the rates, there was a significant increase in the yield at 135 kilograms compared to the Czech, as well as compared to 45 kilograms per hectare rate. And the amount of phosphorus removed, we also saw that there was a significant higher increase in phosphorus taken up or removed in the grain compared to the Czech, as well as compared to the other two rates, 45 and 90 kilograms rates. Now 27 kilograms of phosphorus was taken up in the grain when we applied the 134 kilograms compared to the Czech. So despite the fact that we did not apply phosphorus with the check, at least we know that some important amount of phosphorus was taken up, was removed by the crop. And looking at the yield response in 2016, it was this morning that I got the got the data, because in North Dakota we are still harvesting corn. So I got these results this morning, and looking at that, found that wet distillers grain produced higher yields than both the condensed distillers solubles and the triple superphosphate. Now, this was surprising because we were expecting that CDS was still going to outperform or at least be comparable to the WDG. So I have not had time to look into this critically to see if there may be some explanation. But one thing I am thinking is that when we were measuring our wet distillers grain with our scale, in certain cases there was suspicion that we applied more than our rates demanded. So there may be over application of wet distillers grain for some of those treatments. Then regarding the phosphorus response to phosphorus sources rates, there were significant differences. There were significant differences between treatment rates. So the observations we have at this time is that results indicated distillers grains could be valuable sources of phosphorus. CDS and WDGs produce higher yields than TSP. Understand further research is needed to be conducted so that we can determine the economic value of this. We understand that one of the limitations is the distance from the plant. And secondly, the application method. So right now we're just testing if this product it increases yield compared to conventional fertilizer. With that, I would like to take your questions after acknowledging Terrasen and the Corn North Dakota Corn Council. Thank you. Yes, please.
Offsetting the N, K, and S on the plots that don't receive those distillers grains?
Yes, I did. Thank you for the question. I applied 115 kilograms, or about 125 kilograms of nitrogen to the triple superphosphate plots, because we planted our crops after field P. So we, in North Dakota, recommendation demands us to use 40 pounds credit, and then we had about 50 pounds per acre of residual nitrogen. Yes. But for the rest of the treatments, I do not apply any nitrogen. Yes, please.
One thing I was wondering about, so the quality parameters such as starch were coming through.
Yes.
In some of your information. Have you looked into whole plant parameters, silage yields, and how that might relate to something like health production?
Okay.
Okay,
how silage yields may respond to the treatment, the distillers grain treatment? No, I haven't looked at that. But I would like to visit with you to see if you have something on that. Maybe that would be a potential source for requesting funding.
Thank you.
Thank you.